This podcast is brought to you by WaFed Bank. When you own a business, having regular cash flow is crucial to succeed and grow. WaFed has partnered with FinSync to offer you services to make the business side of things run smoothly, like accounting automation and projection programs for income and expenses, so you can get back to running your business. To learn more, check out WaFedBank.com. Discover why they were awarded Best Bank by Newsweek 3 years in a row. Member FDIC.
Colleen O'Brien from Seattle's Morning News here with a look back at this week's top interviews. Throughout the month of March, the local nonprofit Do the Right Thing hosts a March for Diapers drive. The diapers collected go to dozens of local nonprofits that then distribute them to families in need. This year, founder Cheryl Hurst has a lofty goal.
We're going for 500,000 diapers. We actually did 412,019 diapers in 1 month last year. So I guess it could happen.
After the diapers are distributed to nonprofits like domestic violence shelters and food banks, the hundreds of thousands of diapers are typically gone within 3 to 4 months. The organizations typically open and repackage diapers and adult incontinence products too into smaller portions. That's to be sure more people can have their needs met. Hurst says what contributes to the high demand for diapers is that they're not covered by WIC or EBT.
First of all, they consider it the same as tobacco and alcohol. It's kind of like something that they feel is not a needed product.
I spent a long time with Hurst talking about 10 years of collecting diapers. She has a big heart, and it showed in our interview as she shared story after story of babies or elderly adults finding themselves without basic hygiene products.
Talked to a police officer in Kent a couple weeks ago. And he was talking about where he's gone into some hotel rooms where there's things going on with families. And he said, Cheryl, I've bought a few boxes of diapers. Just wanted to let you know that. He said, I have an 18-month-old. It's really painful when you walk in there and you see a baby and you can see that that diaper needed to be changed 3 or 4 or 5 hours ago. I just tell people, if you've ever wanted help in your life, go out and help somebody.
You can help Hurst collect diapers, wipes, and other hygiene items and meet her 500,000 diaper goal by visiting DoTheRightThingNonprofit.org. And if you find this podcast outside of the month of March, you can always donate to Do the Right Thing.